Hi, this is Avis Vishwanathan, and I'm back here with my podcast. I'm going to talk about why it is important to trust the process of life. You see, we don't have to always have the solutions to all our problems in life. I visited a temple after a long time the other day. It was a Shirdi Sai Baba temple. I tagged along with Vani because she loves visiting Sai Baba temples wherever they are. It was a usual Sunday at the temple. The priests were busy with the early morning aarti service. The crowds were beginning to file in queues and the public address system played Om Sai Namo Nama, setting the tone for devotees to enter into their personal communions with their Baba. One lady did not join the queue. She did not even stand in front of Baba's white marble idol. She stood in front of his portrait in an anteroom and wept inconsolably. It was a cathartic moment for her, surely, and for us, as we watched her briefly before we moved on. I could relate to the way the lady was expressing herself. I have done that many times. I have cried at Baba temples, or at other places of worship, or when I have found myself in a private, intimate moment with nature. I have cried whenever I have felt lost, helpless, and clueless about how to deal with some situations in life. My belief that there is a higher energy, an inscrutable divinity that shapes our lives, led me to places of worship back then. And while there, my form of prayer was to surrender to this higher energy. I would acknowledge my smallness and accept that I didn't know what to do, and offer myself to be led by time and by my faith that if I have been created, I will be looked after and cared for. The Hindu scriptures talk of this concept too and call it saranagati, total surrender. I have intuitively learned to surrender myself. This has not always helped me find solutions to my problems, but has always helped me find and retain my inner peace. I don't visit places of worship necessarily to pray or to surrender anymore, because I have learned to live, to celebrate, to pray, to surrender in the moment, wherever I am. The guiding principles of my life are the two words that Shirdi Baba taught the world: Shraddha, which is faith, which is keep the faith that you will be provided for and shown the way, and Saburi, patience, which is trust the process of life. I've come to believe that when you don't know what to do in life, you must do what you can do. And one thing you can always do is to allow yourself to be shown the way, to be guided and led by life. It is perfectly okay if you don't have solutions to some of the problems you are faced with. Just trust that life will, over time, solve your problems for you or point you in the direction of solutions. As you let go, surrender unconditionally to life's compassion. Indeed, given the tough situations and contexts that life may place you in, you may think that life is harsh and cruel, but no, life's really very, very, very compassionate. Because if you think about it, you have always got and you will always get what you need, even if you get it from unexpected quarters or through unconventional, unpredictable means. To let go and surrender, choose your own way to express yourself. If you feel like praying, pray. If you feel like crying, cry. If you feel like stepping away from whatever is making you frustrated and unhappy, step away. Basically, when you feel overwhelmed by a life situation, please let life take over and you simply go with the flow. If you like this podcast and would like to follow me, please follow my blog on avisvishwanathan.wordpress.com or follow me on Twitter at avisvishwanathan. You can also look up my book, Fall Like a Rose Petal, on my website, www.avisvishwanathan.in. It's a book published by Westland and is also available on Amazon.com, Amazon.in, and on Flipkart.com. Okay, see you the next time on this podcast pretty soon.